today we're Bezer Shem going to finish the seventh parak of Masechta Shviyos by learning parak Zayin, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav tells us as follows: Havered va'kofer va'kotava lotem, a rose, a clove, a balsam tree, meaning the sap of a balsam tree, a stone pine. Yeshlem Shviyos, Uludneim Shviyos, they have Kedusha Shviyos. The money that you exchange them for is Kedusha Shviyos. The Rav points out that when we say that they have Kedusha Shviyos, we mean that there's a din of Biur as well, because it does become kala l'chayim min asada as well. He says v'adin d'yeshlan biur l'dmein biur v'afal pishalo nizkar b'mishnah, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention that, just because that's not really the point of our Mishnah. The point of our Mishnah is to be mechadish to us that even though these things are really perfumes and they're not really human food or animal food or dyes, but since they could be used as a human food because they could flavor foods, they have a din of a human food which is subject to all the dinim of Shemitah. That's really the chiddush of these four items, that they're primarily used as perfumes, but since they flavor food, they have a din of food as far as Shemitah is concerned. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein l'ktaf shviyas mepnei she'eino pri. He says, I agree on three of the four items, but a balsam oil is not a fruit at all. It's really just part of the tree, and therefore it's not subject to Shemitah. Mishnah Zayin now. If the halacha is, if the shasa biur came and you didn't do the biur, then the item becomes aser. So what if you were that item were to have an impact on something else? It were to be no sintam into something else. It would be to be mixed with something else. So then it could potentially aser the other item as well. And that's what our Mishnah discusses. Vered chadash shekvasha b'shemen yashan. Let's say you have a Shemitah rose that was soaked in shemen from the sixth year. So, but it's before the Zman HaBiur. So you lock it to sever. Take the rose out of the oil before the Zman HaBiur comes, and then the oil is fine, because when the vered, when that rose gave flavor into that oil, it was while it was still mutter, while that vered was still mutter. It's only after the Zman HaBiur that vered is going to become aser. V'yashim b'chadosh chayv b'biur. If you take a seventh year Shemitah rose after the Shasa Biur and you soak it in eighth year oil, so that's going to aser the whole oil, because the vered at the time that it was soaking in that oil and giving flavor to that oil was already aser. Similarly, charuchim chadashim shekvashim b'yayin yashan. If you have shmitah karubs charuvin, not charuchim, charuvim. If you have shmitah karubs that were soaked in wine that was from prior to shmitah, but the charuvin were after the zman habiur v'yashan b'chadash, or you have shmitah karubs that after the zman habiur that are soaked in wine from the eighth year chayavin b'biur. So now all that wine is going to need biur, because it had absorbed some of the flavor of that which required biur, of Shemitah Karibs that needed biur. Zaklal, the rule is very straightforward. Kol shu b'nosein tam, if something gives flavor, something that requires biur, or is already subject to biur and is therefore usr, gives flavor into something else, chayiv leva'er, then you need to be meva'er that's something else. Min b'she'en amino, at least when it's two unlike kinds, we can measure by nosein tam, meaning when it's, let's say, a rose in oil, so the rose and oil have different flavors, so you can measure it based on no same time. But min b'mino kol shu, if it's two like kinds, you have two items that are the same thing, it's just one of them is from Shemitah after the Zman HaBiur and the other one is not from Shemitah, so then even just a kol shu, then it will aser even b'kol shu. Really, this is a big chumra, because normally on a daraisa level, min b'mino is batal b'rov, right? You shouldn't need it shouldn't aser b'kol shehu, but we're machmir mid rabbanan that it asks b'kol shehu shviyus, and then the Mishnah for whatever reason says the rule again, shviyus oseres kol shehu b'mina v'shalo b'mina b'nosin tam, that shmita will aser b'mina with a kol shehu if it's a min b'mina with even just a kol shehu, and shalo b'mina will aser only b'nosin tam, so the meaning only if it's 1/60th or if it actually imparts flavor to the other item. The Tos Yontov wonders, he says, why do we have to repeat this rule? We already know know this rule. So it's a good kasha, but that's the he deals with it. He gives an answer. I just didn't understand the answer, but it's a good kasha. Why we repeat the rule? But in fact, we do repeat the rule. Okay, so to chazer over what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we learned that there are four items that primarily really are perfumes, but since they can be used to flavor food, they have the full dinim of shviyas. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we learned that if you have an item that's past the Shas HaBiur, that's giving flavor to something that is not Shemitah, that's not subject to the dinim of Shemitah, if it's min b'mino, even just a kol shehu of it will make the whole thing require biur, and if it's min b'shenu, mino, if it gives flavor, if it's nasin tam, it will make the entire thing require biur. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the eighth parak of Maseches Shviyos.